This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Two we're going to look at first. The one is the point which we raised already in the last year, and that is, what was the halacha l'moshe b'sinai? Rashi here says, Mefurish, the halacha l'moshe b'sinai was that it is mamona. The kaimelan de hilchus gemirilo l'moshe b'sinai de mamona. That's Rashi here, clear. Rashi on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says clearly that the halacha l'moshe b'sinai is it's chatzinezek. It's chatzinezek and nothing more than that. Why? The hilchus gemirilu, because halacha l'moshe b'sinai that it's chatzinezek. So on Daf Yud Zayin, Rashi says the halacha is that it's chatzinezek. That's what the halacha l'moshe b'sinai comes to teach us. In our Gemara, he says the halacha l'moshe b'sinai comes to teach us that it's mamoin and not knas. What is Rashi saying? Subis? That it comes to teach us that it's regal. So three different things, Rashi says, three completely different things. The Rif seems to say, according to the Girsa according to our Girsa, and the Rosh upholds that, even according to the other Girsa, the Rosh upholds it, that the Halacha L'moshe b'sinai came to teach us it was chatzinezek. We don't need Halacha L'moshe b'sinai to teach us that it's momin, says the Rosh, because since it's regular, it must be momin. So you see from the Rosh that he doesn't even hold that Halacha L'moshe b'sinai comes to teach us that it's regular. All halacha l'moshe b'sinai comes to teach us is that it's chatzinezek. I know that it's regel, and I know therefore that it's momin. According to Rashi, we don't know. Rashi says all the possible combinations. Rashi says what we're looking at the other evening here is the Rambam. Perhaps if we can have a look at that. Have you got photostats of the Rambam? If not, if we can have a look at the Rambam inside, somebody can bring a Rambam, and then over Shabbos you can look at the Rambam carefully inside. What, do you want to make quick photo stats? Okay. It's worth having a look. There are really two Rambams we have to photo stat. The one is Halacha Zayin, and the Halacha Beis on the previous thing. Halacha Beis and Gimel. The one in Halacha Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin. Kol ha-meshalim nezek sholim harei ha-tashlumin momen. Any case of nezek sholim is momen. Shu chayev l'shalmi kimi shalovo mechaveri shu chayev l'shalim. For the chiyuv tashlumim is one of compensation, and here we have the Rambam is magdir the difference between knas and momin. Momin is when it's tashlumim. Tashlumim comes from the word sholim, which means to make up a loss, to make something perfect. So if you've caused an imperfection, you've got to compensate it. So that is the Rambam says that any case of nezek, therefore, which where the nezek is measured, where the amount of nezek is quantified precisely in accordance with the degree of nezek, that's momin. V'chol ha-meshalim chatzi nezek. So what about chatzi nezek? What is chatzi nezek? Mimon of shach. If you have to compensate the person, then you will compensate in full. If you're potter from compensation, you shouldn't have to compensate him at all. What is chatzi nezek? Hare atashlumin knas. If it's chatzi nezek, that means it's knas. That means that you are potter. There is no obligation to compensate the nizak, but the Torah imposes a knas for preventative measures. Chutz mi chatzi nezek shel tzroiros, with the exception of chatzi nezek shel tzroiros, which is not knas, that's momen, shu halocha kamo shebiyana, which is halocha as we've explained. So what does this Rambam imply? That what was the halocha l'moshe b'sinai? It's moment. That it's momen. It's momen. Now, he says kamo shebiyana, and this refers back to halocha beis. And Gimel. Kol toldo ke'av shelo. Every toldo is like the av. What's with the lots of bases? There was lots of the second page. A bunch of second pages came around now. Okay, so she. Kol toldo ke'av shelo chutz mitzoreiros hamanatzi mitachas ragla beim b'shas yilucho. Every toldo has the same din as the av, with the exception of tzoreiros, which fly out from under the legs of the behemoth while she walks. So the Rambam defines very carefully what Chatzi Nezek Tzroirus is. She'af al-pisha toldas ha-regel heim, u'fotur aleim b'rishus ha-rabim k'regel. Even though it's toldas ha-regel and you are potur b'rishus ha-rabim like regel, v'miziku b'rishus ha-rabim anizak m'shalim min ha-yofeh shibin ha-chosov, and likewise you have to pay min ha-yofeh, min ha-aliyah, not migufo, k'regel, Shehu Av. How do we know it's regal, by the way? What does the Rambam seem to imply? How do we know it's regal? It's posher to the Rambam. It's a told of regal because it comes from regal. Afapikein ena mishalem ala chatzin nezik, nevertheless only pays chatzin nezik. Why? Ketzad behem moshinich nusul chatzin anizak. V'holcho v'yutzoroirus menatzi mitachas ragleel v'shibruus ha-keilim m'shalim chatzi nezek min ha-yofe shibin ha-chosov. You pay chatzi nezek min ha-yofe, min ha-aliyah. V'dova zeh aloch mipi kabol hi. And that is what the aloch l'moshe b'sinai is. It doesn't say anything about knas. That's aloch l'moshe b'sinai. Now, with that in mind, let's go back to the first one that we learned in Halacha Zayin. That kol ha-mishalim chatzinezek harei ha-tashlum in knas chutz mi-chatzinezek shel tzoreiros, which is momen, shehu haloche k'mer shebi'ano. What does the Rambam mean by that? Shehu haloche. Good. If he would stop there, then we learned the Rambam right. That the haloche is that chatzinezek tzoreiros is momen, it's not knas. But what does the k'mer shebi'ano mean? As we have explained, what did we explain before? We didn't explain that it's knas before. All we explained before is that you chayav chatzi nezek and you pay min ayofe. That's all that's kemoshe biyarnu. What does the Rambam mean by kemoshe biyarnu? So all that he can say that is biyarnu is that it is halacha l'moshe misina. But that doesn't prove that therefore it's momin. So the Rambam is not saying that the halacha is that it's momin. Do you follow that? If the Rambam was saying that the halacha is that it's momin, then he would stop off before Kemoshe Biyano. Mechatin is a Shutzer, Shu Halocha. Full stop. The Halocha Lameshe Bisina. It says you pay half. Kemoshe Biyano means it's because of Halocha Beis and Gimel. But there's no reference in Halocha Beis and Gimel to whether it's Knas or Mon. Which means that the Rambam learns by implication that it's a necessary corollary from Beis and Gimel that it's Knas, that it's Mon not Knas. What's a necessary corollary? It's regal. So what was the halacha l'moshe b'sinai? That it's chatzi nezek. That's really all it had to tell us. That it's chatzi nezek. Now, how do I know that therefore it's momen and not knas? Because it's regal. The question is, why is it regal? If the halacha didn't tell me it's regal, so who says it's regal? Our own svara says it's regal. But now that I know that it's chatzi nezek, maybe it should be keren, and it should be knas. So if the halacha didn't tell me it's knas, how do I know that it's knas? Where's our rashpo? Do we have a rashpo handy here? Oh, this is the one. I'll find it easy here. The Rashbo, we're going to learn the whole Rashbo inside, but meanwhile I just want you to see one phrase in the Rashbo. I won't keep you more than another few minutes. Te'ilu midino havale l'shalem nezek sholem keregel d'urchehu. Midino says the Rashbo, you've got to pay. You would have to pay nezek sholim because it's like regel because it's urche. Ela depota lerachmone mei chatzi nezek. Do you hear the lashon of the Rashbo? Depota lerachmone mei chatzi nezek. Not that the Torah was mechayev chatzin nezik. The Torah patterned chatzin nezik. It knocked off half. Do you see the lotion? Ela de potale rachmona chatzin nezik. Sorry? It will be different from yours. If you don't have the same, it's broken up into different paragraphs. It's halfway through it. We'll go through Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. The whole Rashba is very important. But I just wanted you to hear this phrase because we're going to use it to understand the Rambam. So do you hear what he says? That the halacha does? The halacha, a new thing that Rashba says. Get away from this idea that the halacha l'moshe Mitzinai imposed the chatzinezik. The halacha l'moshe Mitzinai knocked off a chatzinezik. Now if it knocked off a chatzinezik, is it momen or knas? It must be momen. Knas, you impose a knas. You don't knock off and be left with a knas. Knas you impose. So if all Moshe was told on the mountain is, take off half. For chatzinezik tzoros, take off half. That's all he had to be told. Then I know that it's chatzi. I know that it's momen. And I know therefore it can't be keren. And so it must be shein or regel. And as Rashi says, since it comes from the regel, it must be regel. That's all you need, that phrase in the Rashba. So says the Rambam, now the Rambam becomes clear. And what is the halacha? The Rambam says on halacha gimel that even though it's regular, and halacha beis says chatzinezik tzoros is told to the regel. That's what halacha beis is. If it's told to the regel, there should be nezik sholim. Yes, but because of halacha l'moshe b'sinai and halacha gimel, half is knocked off. She was like, "Meshalim chatzinezik mei yofe shibunachosav yipayon lichatzi." That's the Rambam. That's all we need to be told. And therefore, of course, it's Min Ha'aliyah. There's now half a minute that it should be from anything else but Min Ha'aliyah. What we look at in Yitzhak Hashem on Sunday is, what does Rava hold? Does Rava hold it a told of the regal? And if it is a told of the regal, why does he think maybe you don't play Min Ha'aliyah? And what is and why does the Rambam paskin like Rav Poppe? So what you need to look at for Sunday Mitzvah Hashem is the Gemara, obviously, and the Rashi and Tosfos, the Rambam, the whole Rashbo, and the Rosh. That's what we'll do Mitzvah Hashem on Sunday.